Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another exciting, fun-filled, educational episode of the Buckeye Advisor. And that is me. I am Woody Bowling, and I want to welcome you to episode number 36 of our radio show and podcast. Welcome to all of you that are joining us for the very first time. We could not be more honored than to have you listening. Also, I don't want to forget the people that have been listening for a while, whether you've listened to three episodes or 30, welcome back. Thank you for joining us also. We can't do it without you. And before I get too caught up and too far along, I want to bring in another piece of glue that holds this whole show together, my co-host and producer, Matt McClure, coming to us live from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Matt. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, Woody. I hope you are as well, sir.
Doing great. I couldn't be more excited. I tell you, what we're doing is so needed in the community and so needed throughout our country. And you know, I'm just so excited to bring people more educational information, have the opportunity for them to listen and learn along with us. And then ultimately, we, you know, they give us an opportunity to meet with them face to face and learn more about their situation and possibly put a plan in place so we can take some action to help them in many, many ways towards retirement, whether they're pre-retirees or currently retired. We can help lots of folks. And I'm excited about the lineup that we've got on the show today. It looks like a really good show we've got prepared.
Yeah, absolutely does. It's going to be a great one here with a lot of talk about about taxes, which is everybody's favorite subject in the world. But it's a good angle on that because we're going to tell you how you can avoid having a retirement tax bomb. Right. So that's going to be great. And that's really the point of the show. Right. Teaching you things that you don't know. You said right off the top, Woody, it's educational. And it's fun filled. We've got the dad joke of the week coming up in just a little bit as well. So we got the education, we got the entertainment, all the information that you need. So it's going to be a great, great hour here that we spend together on the radio or on the podcast. You can also get us, you might be listening to us right now via the podcast. And if so, we thank you so much for that. You can subscribe to it anywhere you get podcasts. Go to Apple Podcasts or iHeart or Spotify, any of the biggies there, and just search for The Buckeye Advisor. You can also go to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and that is advisor with an O-R, by the way, or call Woody at 937-974-6201. And Woody, one thing I also want to mention here is that our listeners can also find us on YouTube. We got a lot of great YouTube videos up. Highlights from the show and things like that, and some special content that we upload to the YouTube channel as well. So just go to youtube.com, of course, or open up on the app and search for The Buckeye Advisor, and you'll find us. And it's another great thing to mention. We're pretty much everywhere, Woody.
We are. And, you know, I'm still working to find out if the allowance has been made for me to substitute Tom Cruise in my place in the YouTube video section. I'm not sure if that's been able to happen yet. And if not, people will have to endure looking at me in video. But I'm just kidding. Of course, we're having a lot of fun. But, you know, we are trying to be in lots of different places. Fortunately, we don't have to do it at the same time. We do these recordings. We do these shows, and then we can make them available. And that's the beauty of technology. As long as technology is working right, it's a great thing. But when it's not, not so much. But I do want to start off, you know, February, we just ended February, not a great month in the stock market after January being really a nice bounce back, considering 22 was actually pretty much in the dumps the whole year. So January bounced back with a nice month, nice gains across most of the sectors. February, not so good. You know, some of the data that's come out in the last few days has indicated that the Federal Reserve's favorite measurements of inflation, in addition to the CPI, they look at another index, and that one also is not doing well. It's no surprise to us. We've been talking about this for months. We don't expect inflation to magically go away that quickly. And some of these prices that are baked in, they're not going to be able to shrink right away, if at all, over time. And, you know, when you elevate the minimum wage as high as it's been elevated in certain states, a lot of these goods and services and prices and foods, I mean, it's going to take a while for them to settle down and to come back down. But, you know, I think the good news is the market is now looking at the next Federal Reserve meeting. We're probably now anticipating a 50 basis point or a half a point increase, when before this data came out, they were expecting a quarter point. So we talked about 3/4 point rate increases to start off the year, and then maybe the Fed taking their foot off the gas on these rate increases. So now the talk is 50 basis points at the next meeting. If that happens, will that be the last one? I don't know. Of course, they'll still be waiting for the inflation data from February that'll be coming in the middle of March. So lots of craziness going on in the economy. All the more reason to listen to the Buckeye Advisor and what we're talking about, because we're going to give you some great information, some great ideas that may help you defuse not only a retirement tax bomb, but also protect savings, protect those hard-earned retirement savings and earnings that you've done, and come up with strategies that are going to help you in the long run, you know, potentially not only you, but also your beneficiaries down the road.
Yeah. And a lot of that talk and, you know, those tips and a lot more coming up on the show today. Of course, we're going to talk about that retirement tax bomb. We're also going to talk about some financial help for business owners, something that I think kind of might get overlooked a little bit here, you know, here and there when we're talking about, oh, people, you know, working for a living. A lot of the great the backbone of this country is made up of our entrepreneurs. And so we're going to talk about some business owner financial help there. And we're going to talk about unretirement, whether you're forced to or whether you want to. We're going to talk about going back to work in retirement. So a very good discussion to come on that. First, though, Woody, let's take our time out here to do the quote of the week, shall we?
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And those words of wisdom this time around come from someone you may have heard of before, Woody, named Unknown. A very, very famous author, Unknown, and speaker and person with a lot of words of wisdom here. Unknown and another one named Anonymous, I think, are two of my favorites. But this one,
they are both authors of great mystery.
That's very true. Very, very true. So Unknown said this one time, quote, "Be decisive. The road of life is paved with flat squirrels who couldn't make a decision."
I mean, I'm not sure I can add to that. It's so straightforward and so genius. And I think the other day I almost hit a squirrel, and he was very decisive. He stopped in his tracks and went back where he was coming from. So, you know, they either go back or they move forward. And, you know, that can be said in life. A lot of times people, it's been said that if you're not moving forward, you know, if you're standing still, you're being passed by those around you. And, you know, we can go into a lot of discussions about business and about different theories and all that. But look, if you're stagnant and you're not growing, you definitely always want to try to improve yourself and what you're doing, improve your knowledge, all those things. Even in retirement, people can continue to do that, taking up new hobbies and learning new things. Read a book. There's nothing wrong with that. Take some time and read a book. And so it's a great quote. I love it. Unknown. Kudos.
Kudos to you, Unknown. I love it. Well, speaking of making decisions and being decisive about something, I have this this feeling, just call it, you know, intuition or something, that there's somebody listening right now who might be a little bit indecisive on whether or not they need help from a fiduciary financial advisor. They might think, oh, I don't have some big fortune, so I'll be fine. I'll just manage things myself. Or I only have, I have a 401k, maybe an IRA. That's not too complicated. I can handle it. Whatever the situation might be, talk about the full retirement plan consultations, Woody, that we offer at no cost to our listeners here of the Buckeye Advisor, because I think that now is a great time. You just talked about the uncertainty in the markets, the uncertainty with inflation and interest rates and all of that. It's a good time to really make that decision and reach out.
Yeah, Matt, you couldn't have said it better. I mean, there are people out there that are trying to make the decisions. Look, I think I can do it myself. My 401k is my 401k. I'm disappointed in its returns. I'm not going to retire for another couple of years. So why should I talk to Woody or, a fiduciary advisor? Well, number one, I'm going to do what's in your best interest. If you need help on advice or advice on your 401k, where to put it, I can help you do that. And even if there's no potential opportunity to work together today or tomorrow until you actually retire, but you know what, Matt, there's so much information that the general public is sometimes unaware of. Are you aware that age 59 and a half, that most employers will let employees make what's called an in-service withdrawal from their 401k plan, and they can roll as much as they want into an IRA that we can self-direct and we can strategize the best way to protect it and still grow it? That is something that's completely allowable by IRS rules. And most employers let their employees do that. And the beauty is they can still continue to contribute and get their matching from the employer until they do retire. So they just start with a lower balance. And then we've moved that over to an IRA to start managing that more appropriately based on their current level of and desired level of risk. So there's just certain things, Secure Act 2.0, that's just went into effect this year. There's so many changes in there, so many different things that we can help people with and that are even coming to light right now. So there's a lot of complications going on out there. We try to make it simple. The meeting is no charge, as you've already alluded to. We're just going to get together and we're going to talk about your situation. I'm going to make a lot of notes. We're going to try to come up with an overall strategy based on how much risk that you're comfortable with. So look, a lot of people, they think about doing things, but they, procrastinate. And procrastination can lead to never doing things that you need to do or doing it too late. So I know there's people that said, Woody, I already should have called you by now. I should have reached out already. They still haven't done it. So I would just encourage people to think about that. It's harmless. We're going to gather information. We're going to see if we can get on the same page regarding goals in retirement. And we're going to see on the second meeting, if we do have a second meeting, we're going to put together strategies that may be appropriate, and then we'll either implement those on the second meeting or on the third meeting, perhaps. So look, taking the time and setting aside and doing things that you need to do and then getting that plan in place is so important. And people put it off for whatever reason. Different things happen, and we all know that life happens and people intend to do things. So I would just encourage our listeners, look, if you've got questions, no question is dumb. No question is too small. Even if you just have a question about something we talked about in the show, or maybe there's a topic you want some information on, email me, woody@thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and advisors with an O-R. So just send me an email or call me. Call me at my number, 937-974-6201. We're here to do comprehensive, holistic planning to help you understand all the different things in retirement regarding Medicare, health insurance options, all those things that, and how they all interact to help protect, what people have worked hard to save.
Yeah, it's very true. It's easy. It's easy peasy. No pressure situation with that free consultation there. And once again, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, the place to go for it, or call 937-974-6201. All right, Woody, I set this up for us a few minutes ago, and now is the time to talk about people unretiring. There was this article in CNBC that we sort of got the idea for this particular segment from, talking about people going back to work. And, you know, it's kind of like a whether they want to or whether they're kind of forced to kind of a situation. It's you know, it could be either one. And I think more people are kind of doing it because they want to. But with the economic situation right now, more people are doing it because they have to. Right.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's different reasons. 57% say they're going back for personal reasons, needing more money, 53%, getting bored, closely following at 52%. And let's face it, feeling lonely, 45%. I mean, people, if they don't have a significant other or spouse, and, you know, they're just hanging out all the time by themselves, they don't have family close by. I mean, hey, social isolation is a big deal. And it's a real thing. And people do get down, they get depressed, they get lonely, all of those things. So there's lots of good reasons to have a part-time job. And you know, I've got lots of clients that still do it. Some do it because they want, most of them do it because they want to. They're doing something different than what their original career was. So, you know, hey, different strokes for different folks. And we do know that right now in this market, If you want a job of some sort, it is very highly likely that you'll be able to find one.
It's very true. You know, the big news has been how strong this jobs market has been, despite all of the economic headwinds that we've had. It's really, you know, the economy right now, I would say the official term for it is weird. I think that's the official term that, you know, an economist would use. But it is kind of a weird situation. The job market has been strong. There are jobs out there for people who do want to go back to work. And, you know, this Paychex study said that more people are going back to work for personal reasons than anything else. 57% said that. Mm-hmm. Needing more money, 53%. Also, a little over half said getting bored, like you were talking about there.
Yeah.
Feeling lonely. And of course, inflation at 45%, tied with feeling lonely. So a lot of different reasons. And no matter what the reason is, folks, if you are in retirement, considering going back to work, maybe you've just gone back to work, we do have a couple of tips for you here, actually three of them. The first one, Woody, I'll let you elaborate on it, is if you don't need the income, so if you're not being forced to go back to work because you need that income, consider a low stress job. I mean, that is would be a very good thing to have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the main reason, if you're working and you don't have to, that's the beauty of trying to find something that you really enjoy and that you're really getting some fulfillment out of, whether it's a charity, whether it's some sort of charitable organization that you're working for, whether it's a church organization, so many different things, or just whether it's, you know, some people are doing retail type jobs because they enjoy it. They're not strapped for money, but they enjoy being around others. So, and there's flexibility in those jobs as well. And, you know, flexibility and fulfillment, I think, are probably two key things to try to find if you're going to find a part-time job in retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. So tip number two here, as we continue on with the unretirement segment of our show, that's normally about, you know, retirement. Right. We're going unretirement a little bit today. Tip number two here is extra pay can actually shrink Social Security for early claimers. Talk about that, Woody, because I think it's something that people may not really consider.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And you know, the Social Security decision that people make when they decide, when am I going to start taking the benefit? If you have an account set up with Social Security Administration at ssa.gov, because they typically don't mail those annual statements anymore. They stopped doing that 3 or 4 years ago. So now you really, to keep track of it, you need to get an account on ssa.gov. So very easy to set it up with your username and password. When you get in there, you'll see what your Social Security projected earnings are at age 62, again at age 65, then again at age full retirement age. So could be 66 years and a few months, or for folks like me, it's going to be 67. So you can tell. And you know, what it boils down to is once you choose that benefit, if you're an early Social Security claimer, you know, you're locked into that benefit. And if you live another 25 years or 20 years, you know, you're costing yourself potentially tens of thousands of dollars in the long run. So you have to make those decisions. And if you have enough, if you have a substantial amount of assets put back, that's no problem. So it just depends on your situation. You can create a taxable situation for your Social Security. So there's no doubt about that. I wish I actually read this week that the there's Thomas Massie, a Republican congressman from Kentucky, actually put it out last year and about not taxing Social Security anymore at all. I think that is a great idea to be considered. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, we will definitely see. And one of those things is you never know what's going to happen in Washington. That is for sure. So that's tip number two here for unretirement. Tip number three, if you're going back to work, Medicare premiums could also be affected. So not only your Social Security benefits, but your Medicare premiums could be affected as well.
Yeah, for all those high income earners, they really have to be careful with this. And I talk with people about this often, where people are looking at their earnings history. So at age 65, they may have a group health insurance plan. And, you know, I've run into it a handful of times where people decided it's not worth it to do a Medicare plan because of the IRMA, which is the income-related Medicare adjustment on their Part B, is going to be so much, several hundred dollars a month. But again, it's you have to be a fairly high income earner to hit those thresholds. And I do have those tables, and I can share that information with our listeners. If you want to really understand, you just got to see the numbers and compare, because Medicare looks back 2 years. So in this year, they're going to look at 2021 tax returns to see what our listeners reported, or new people going on to Medicare reported for income, to decide whether there is a potential earnings adjustment on their Medicare Part B and Part D premium. So they just have to be careful. It's definitely something to consider. And, you know, we've got that information and we'll definitely share it in our conversations.
Yeah. And, you know, one other thing too, I think to mention here, as long as we're talking about Medicare, you know, if you do get health insurance through that new job as a retiree, so you've retired, you've gone back to work, and that new job offers health insurance, you may be able to drop Medicare if it makes sense for you to do so. If the, you know, it all depends on your individual situation, of course, as we say all the time. But it could make sense to do that for you. And then that would sort of, you know, eliminate that variable there of the Medicare premiums being affected. But then again, you still going forward, right? You still have that 2 year look back period and all of that to consider. But at least for the time being, you would have that work insurance, right? So it might make sense depending on your particular situation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all on a case by case basis. Everybody's situation is different and unique. I've been doing this for 14 years, and you know, I am a very, very experienced person in the area of Medicare. I am appointed, licensed with several different of the leading Medicare companies that do business here in Ohio. I even have some clients in Indiana and a couple of other states. So it's important information, and it's a thoughtful process that really takes some time, and you got to have all the information in front of you before you really decide what you're going to do. So, you know, in a lot of cases, it makes sense to go ahead and do the Medicare just because employer plans are not what they used to be. 25 years ago, employer plans were kind of the gold standard. And, you know, you had companies that just rolled out these beautiful benefit health insurance plans to keep their employees happy. And they kept their employees around for 25, 30, 35 years. But that's not the case anymore. Most employers are high deductible HSA type plans, and they are not. And then if the employee leaves and they're offered COBRA, that's going to be three times the cost of, you know, a Medicare plan. So every case is different, but we can help, and we can really help people sift through all that information and make the right decision.
Yeah, it really has changed over the years, as you said. I mean, you know, those employer plans, I remember when I first started working and I got my first health insurance plan through an employer, boy, I didn't realize how good I had it. I mean, it was like, you know, maybe like a $10 or $15 copay to go to go to the doctor. And, you know, you barely had to pay anything to go anywhere for any reason. And now it's that is not the case with these, you know, HSA plans and all, like you said. So, yeah, it all depends on your individual situation. And if you want to find out if it might make sense for you, the thing to do is go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com, or call Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201. All right, Woody, time for our very first break here of the show. But stay tuned, folks. We got a lot more to come, including the world famous dad joke of the week. It's ahead right after this. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure, here along Woody Bowling, who is the Buckeye Advisor himself. It's not just a fancy name for the show. We actually have the Buckeye Advisor right here. I mean, it's, you know, we're creative like that. But if you want to get a free consultation as we move along here on the show and you hear something that piques your interest, or if you just want to have a chat with Woody about your particular situation, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or call Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201.
Sure, you can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
All right, Woody, lay it on us. It's another world famous. Now it's now been declared world famous dad joke of the week.
There's a lot of pressure on that, Matt. If it's world famous, I don't know. I thought it was just statewide or regional, but it sounds like it's expanding. Anyways, it is. Matt, which state has the most streets?
Ooh, which state has the most streets? I don't know. I would say probably either New York or California, but what state has the most streets?
Matt, that would be Rhode Island. I wish we had a drum roll. We need that. But I knew that California would like be one of your thoughts. But Rhode Island, I love it. It's another great dad joke in the book. And our listeners hopefully are rolling their eyes or getting ready to tell that joke to someone else today. And we wish you luck in your quest of telling that joke. And there's no trademark or copyright on it either.
That's right. That's right. It's right. It's absolutely free of charge. And you don't have to, you never have to pay anybody anything.
For that's the dad right. Joke.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits you get from listening to the Buckeye Advisor. All right, so there we go with the dad joke. And Woody, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with our listeners some tips that we have available to them to help them cut costs in 2023. We actually have this this resource called 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. And folks, if you want those ideas, you just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call 937-974-6201. Get yourself a copy there, and it can be emailed to you. It's really quick. And after that, of course, you're not going to be spammed or anything. Woody will send you that the PDF of that document with all that great information in it about having, about cutting costs rather in this year where we're still seeing inflation rear its ugly head. So this week I wanted to share one of the tips, and that tip has to do with housing expenses. Let's listen to this piece that I put together here, Woody, and then we'll chat a little bit more about it and continue on with the rest of the show on the other side.
Is your house too big for your current needs? What about your current budget? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. As our circumstances change, so do our needs. In retirement, it's likely you'll no longer need the 5-story, 2-bedroom home you've lived in since your kids were all in school. But it's not just the size of the home that can be a consideration in deciding whether to downsize.
Some people are living in a situation where the house needs a lot of work. It's time to renovate the kitchen. It's time to put on a new roof. And they think, do I spend that money? Do I have the energy to do that? Maybe I should just move instead.
Real estate expert Sandra Rinamato told CBC News that selling your home and moving into something smaller can be a good way to free up cash in retirement.
By selling the house, that liquidates gives you the money to live a lifestyle that you've dreamt of your whole life.
A smaller place is also cheaper to heat, cool, and maintain. Moving into an apartment or living with family members is another way to potentially save money on housing expenses, such as lawn care and maintenance. Experts say to maximize your profits on the sale of your old home, keep your real estate agent's commission as low as possible. And there are companies out there that can help if you decide downsizing is right for you. So, could cutting the size of your home help keep your retirement budget in check? That's a key question to consider, and it's one of 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
And once again, folks, to get your free copy of 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023, you can just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call 937-974-6201. A lot of great tips in there, Woody, and really very, very helpful in this time of inflation.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, look, whether you're a pre-retiree, you're still working your normal full-time and you're a little ways away from retirement or many years, or you're in retirement, saving money is important for everybody. And we have done a lot of research, and, you know, kudos to our team and yourself and others included that put this information together each week for us, for our outlines and, you know, for the show segments, because there's work done to get this information. So we want people to get it, enjoy it, and take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So put it to practice in your everyday life. You know, we're not just flapping our gums to hear our own voices here. We're sharing some great information.
That's right.
With each and every listener. All right. So, you know, mentioned a little bit earlier, Woody, some financial tips and help for folks who might be self-employed. And really, this is so important because, as I said earlier, small businesses especially are the backbone of the economy, are the backbone of this country, really. I have been lucky enough to have, you know, several entrepreneurs in my immediate family and in my extended family. And really just the perseverance and the intuitiveness and all of that to be able to start and run a business really is such a great, great thing. And then it comes with its own challenges, though, as well, right?
It really does. And it's a unique set. And, you know, I've been self-employed now for 14 years, and I can vouch for the fact that there are so many decisions to make in building a business and learning the ropes and finding the right people to help mentor you and lead you, you know, in certain directions that are going to benefit you and your business. So, you know, it's a special group, and it's special to my heart. And it's not an easy path because people today, you know, we're going to talk about taxes here in just a second. So, you know, for self-employed people, it's a very, very, very important topic about taxes and try to delay them or minimize them or get rid of them altogether eventually. So it's a very important topic. And, you know, to find the right tax person, tax preparer, CPA, tax professional, whatever designation or qualifications they have, super duper important. And, you know, I know there's a ton of sole proprietors out there, and there's probably some listening to the show today, and we appreciate you and what you do. And I'm always amazed, Matt, at how many different areas and how much creativity people have in just setting up businesses to help people. It's amazing. And, you know, you can drive 10 minutes and you're going to see a couple of, you know, vehicles that have business information on them that offer completely different services to the public. And it's amazing to me how many. So, you know, look, if you could do an LLC, pay yourself, a limited liability corporation, pay yourself, put yourself as a priority, make sure that you're regularly contributing, if possible, to a tax advantage retirement plan. You know, there are SEPs, there are simple IRAs, there are simple 401ks, there are safe harbor 401ks. So I work with an expert who is based in North Carolina, who's been in the 401k space for over 20 years. and his company that he works for, gosh, I mean, the amount of assets they have under management in their 401k programs is in the $20 billion range with a B. So look, this guy's an expert. He's a close colleague of mine and helps me when we advise small business owners. So I would encourage you, it is something very important. The bottom line is, you know, you got to be talking with somebody to really prepare yourself and to do the right things for retirement. Running a business in and of itself, the day-to-day grind is stressful. You know, remove some of that. Have an advisor like myself. And if you need some ideas on 401ks or safe harbor plans where you can maximize the tax situation, and if it makes sense, you know, then let's talk about that, because that's, you know, that's just an added dimension to what I do. And, you know, I think it's great that we're addressing this with people that deserve the attention and they're under the radar. You know, you hear about the mass layoffs across Facebook and Apple and Amazon. That's all you hear about these days. But like you said, the small businesses in this country, you know, I couldn't agree more. They are the backbone, and we appreciate all those folks doing that, you know, that are listening to our podcast or, you know, listen to us on the radio today.
Yeah, absolutely do. I mean, that is something for us to just be so, so grateful for, because there's nothing like a locally owned small business. You can go to the big chain stores all you want, and they do serve their purpose, of course, or you can buy stuff online at any of the big retailers there. But, you know, having someone local who knows the area, who might know you, you know, it just makes such a difference. And so we really, really do appreciate that. And then, you know, talking about those retirement plans that you were just mentioning, Woody, explain dollar cost averaging here to our listeners, if you will, because making a regular monthly contribution to one of those tax advantaged plans that you were mentioning is really, really important. And, you know, if you do that, if you make that regular contribution in that same amount, you're going to come out ahead, really, that history has shown.
Yeah, dollar cost averaging, you know, it's a really good point, and we've talked about it in the show before. Start investing early and often. Do it at regular intervals. If you're, what all that means really is, if you're investing $200 a month into a 401k plan, or perhaps to your own IRA, if you're a business owner, that same $200 or $300 per month that you're investing, when the market is doing well, the stock market, the mutual funds, the ETFs that you're buying, when the market is high and on the rise, you'll buy less shares, but you'll still be buying shares and you'll be putting money away, which is what you need to do to prepare for the long run of retirement. When the market is lower and when it's off, like it was in 2022, like it was in 2018 for a while, like it was in 2007, 2008, 2000 to 2002. So when the market is down, especially down big, continue to make that same investment. But the good news is you're buying shares at lower prices. So that's what dollar cost averaging means. You're investing those dollars on a regular basis, a regular interval. You're going to ultimately, on the long run, it winds up you're buying some of the shares at lower prices, some of the shares at higher prices, and you're making compounding the interest over time. And time is on your side in that scenario. So if you do that for 25, 30 years, 40 years, I mean, the numbers can be so incredible. And I work with people and they've been working a job 30 years and, you know, they look at that 401k balance and they're proud of it. And they should be, because they worked hard, you know, to get there. And then it's the right, let's make the right decision. What do we want to do with that 401k? How do we want to distribute it? How do we want to set up as far as a guaranteed monthly income? Let's pay yourself in retirement as well, but let's protect some of it with principal protected strategies that can make money when the market's doing well, but they don't lose any money when the market's down. And then let's manage some of it tactically so that we can still get market growth. And let's do it in a way that makes sense for our clients. And that's what we do. And, you know, that's the joy of what I do as the Buckeye Advisor. And it's a blast.
Yeah, you know, helping people is a lot of fun. when you get to make improvements in people's lives, it really, really is. I know it puts a smile on your face. It puts a smile on mine as well.
That's right.
And that's what the show is all about, just making people's lives better and teaching you things that you might not know, folks. And if you want that free consultation, by the way, you can just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. It's free of any cost and free of any obligation. It's a chat, finding out more about your situation and talking to Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor. All right, so we mentioned, oh boy, more fun, more taxes here. But this is that sort of, you know, good angle on taxes that I mentioned earlier in the show, and that is avoiding them if you at all can. And so we're calling this segment, Do You Have a Retirement Tax Bomb? And I kind of have in my mind, Woody, this one of those, you know, suspense movies, action movies or something, where the people are there and they're the bombs counting down and they've got the little panel open. And do I cut the yellow wire? Do I cut the blue wire or red? You know, so it's like I feel like I'm in that scenario right now. So tell me which wire to cut.
So you're saying we're on the tax bomb squad? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah. Although, you know, I still don't know which wire to cut myself. So I just don't want to blow everybody up in the process.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of concerns. I mean, Roth IRAs are definitely, you know, one of the top methods that we like to use for people to avoid taxes. And, you know, to basically, the beauty of a Roth IRA is so far they have survived another round of government intervention with Secure Act 2.0. So some people weren't sure how the Roth was going to be treated in another round of legislative happenings. And the good news is the government seems to like Roth IRA conversions. Because why? Because it generates tax revenue upon the conversion of that traditional IRA or the 401k. So, you know, I have access to software that can help people understand if you have a traditional IRA and you're thinking about, hey, in 3 years at the end of 2025, when the original tax brackets return, they're about 3 to 4% higher. And historically, I could show you a chart that historically we are still being taxed at one of the lowest rates historically on a federal and state level combined. So look, a Roth IRA is a great time. You really want to take a look at it, you know, prior to age 63. Does it make sense? Because the Medicare Part B look back on the earnings. So that's an idea. We want people to look at it. Hey, if you think taxes are going to be higher, which most of us do, sometimes it makes sense to go ahead and bite the bullet, start converting either all at once or maybe over the next 3 years. The importance of doing a Roth conversion could not be understated enough or overstated enough, because it's important. And taxes, I hate them, but you know, the IRS is not going anywhere. So a Roth IRA is a great idea for people to save money on taxes, because it grows tax deferred. As long as you keep the account open 5 years, it's going to grow tax deferred and or tax free, excuse me. So it grows tax-free, the distributions are tax-free, and that's a great way. And the final thing I'll say about that is, look, if you're passing money to another generation and you die and your children are in their peak earnings year and they receive a bunch of money through an inheritance, guess what? You may bump them up an entire tax bracket or two. So it's another thing to be careful for. So, you know, if people are well off enough to absorb the tax hit, it may make complete sense to go ahead and do that conversion, because you can pass it to the next generation or two tax free. And you know, that's there's no better gift than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, taxes will pretty much have to go up in the future, because, you know, when you're staring down, as of this week anyway, $31.6 trillion in national debt and $182 trillion in unfunded liabilities from the government going forward, it's just an unfathomable amount. So something has to give. And, you know, you don't necessarily want to be the thing that gives your wallet in the future, you know. Yeah. So avoid the tax liabilities if you at all can. And a Roth, really, really a good idea there for a lot of folks to do that.
Yeah. And the other thing about a Roth is, once it's converted, there's no required minimum distribution on that Roth IRA. So You know, right now with the new Secure Act 2.0, this year, age 73 becomes the new age requirement. So if you have a traditional IRA, you need to start taking your RMDs this year. So if you're turning 73, but if you convert prior to that, Roth IRAs have no requirement distribution. So it's another nice angle to consider.
Yeah, definitely so. Well, let's talk about a little bit about, you know, we talked about Roths and the advantages there. Another type of, you know, retirement plan that people, you know, kind of are enjoying less and less these days is a pension, what we call a defined benefit plan, right? So there's the defined contribution plan, which is like a 401k or any of those that you are contributing to. And the defined part of it is your contribution. Well, the defined part of a pension is the payments to you, not the payments into it, right, later on. So that's why they call it a defined benefit plan. And some people might be forced to take a pension if they have a pension from a certain former employer. Talk about that whole scenario, why that might happen to folks and what they can do about it.
Yeah, you know, one of the strategies we use is if there are cash flow funds coming in, and, you know, it's a great way to increase someone's legacy. And we talked a minute ago about taxes and how to avoid those. And a lot of people are unaware, or they just don't think of it because their broker, their stockbroker, whatever you want to call them, that doesn't really sell life insurance or talk about it because they want to have all those assets under management. But look, life insurance is a great way to carry on a legacy and pass funds to the next generation or to your beneficiary on a tax-free basis. So even today, you know, regardless of age, if people are in relatively decent health, even with some health conditions that years ago insurance companies would not really consider insuring, that has really come full circle. So life insurance companies are a lot more aggressive using that as a tax-free vehicle for beneficiaries, the next generation, et cetera. Another way to help avoid Uncle Sam, and you can take income coming in, required minimum distributions, if you're already taking those, it's a great idea. It's a creative idea to invest in something that's going to be worth multiple times over to your beneficiaries on a tax-free basis, especially if you don't need those pension funds to survive on a monthly budget, right? And that's the concern. You know, first of all, you got to make sure your budget works. Secondly, if you do have those extra funds, it's an idea to consider, and it's all going to be part of the planning process, you know, when the clients and I talk.
Yeah. And that really is, you know, the point here, that it is, all of these things are, you know, are great ideas and suggestions, but might not necessarily be the best thing for an individual person who reaches out to you. So that's the thing, is that's why the free consultation is such an important thing, to get an inside look at your current financial situation and really, you know, dive into it and see what might work best for you. Because a lot of these suggestions might, some of them might not, depending on your situation. And part of that, Woody, is an annuity X-ray. Talk about that. So we got about 4 minutes here left in the show. Talk about the annuity X-ray here for just a moment, and what people can expect as that part of the process takes place.
Well, you know, as someone that's done annuities for 14 years, I have seen variable annuities. Those things are loaded with risk. They are loaded with underlying fees. I'm talking 3 to 5% per year in annual fees. They are loaded with risk because the underlying subaccounts in that variable annuity are just simply mutual funds built into those subaccounts. So when the market's down 20%, 22%, those funds are going to be down. If you're in just a plain vanilla fixed annuity, that's something that may or may not make sense at this point. We do have some right now, some 3-year ones over 5% might make sense. Or, you know, for a fixed indexed annuity, which is kind of our bread and butter annuity that we use for a portion of most of the client retirement funds that we work with, you know, we recommend a portion into that fixed indexed annuity. It's principal protected. It's issued by a life insurance company that's 100% in reserve, dollar for dollar. So they're very well leveraged financially versus a bank only having to keep, you know, maybe 8 to 10% in reserves for the money that they have on tap. We're going to look at the we're going to give an x-ray to the annuity, especially if you have one that's over 5 or 6 or 7 years old or older. There's so many more competitive ones on the market today. And I'll just give you an honest assessment. And if we have questions about the annuity, we'll call their customer service line. We'll be on speakerphone. We'll ask them some pertinent questions. And then we'll determine if it makes sense to consider replacing that annuity or not. And in some cases, it doesn't make any sense at all. So look, we're only going to do it if it makes sense. And as a fiduciary advisor and someone that's knowledgeable in that area as well as these other ones, that's part of our overall process. Again, this is just a complimentary service that I'm going to provide for our listeners.
And if you would like to take advantage of that, folks, just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's advisor with an O-R, by the way, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Or call Woody Bowling, 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, that is going to just about do it here for our time together once again this week. As always, it has flown by, but I know that I have learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners have as well. So we appreciate you and bringing all of that knowledge and all those wonderful tips and everything to us. And we look forward to doing it again next week.
Matt, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you as always. You are an immense blessing to the show and our listeners. I want to take just a second to say thank you to everyone that's listening, whether you're on the radio, riding around in your car, or whether you're on a podcast, relaxing, you know, somewhere else on the couch. Thanks for listening and join us again next week. We're going to have another great show ready for you. And everybody have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.